many times before what I'm going to be saying. We all know that the devil has his guns turned on our youth. Somebody made a statement the other day. I believe they come here on Easter Sunday morning, and they said, "My goodness, it's the kids that go to that church." And I said, "Yeah, that's great. You know, in a lot of churches, just about everybody there is over 60. Thank God for them, the seniors and citizens. But I'm telling you, a church with no young people is dying. Its days are numbered. Its days are numbered. Because they all start dying off. There are closed buildings all over this country this morning. They used to have church every Sunday. All the team, as soon as they got big enough, they quit coming. And the old folks died off. There wasn't nobody. So we've got to invest time and energy and preaching and work with our young people. The devil don't give up 1 minute. He's after them 24 hours a day. I will talk about it this weekend. Used to, you couldn't hear no music till you got home at night and turned on your little transistor radio or something. And you couldn't hear it on TV, except maybe old Dick Clark, world's oldest teenager. He finally died the other day, and he'd be on Saturday morning. But now, it's on the way to school, during school. Things stuck in their ears. They get bombarded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The devil's after our kids. Amen?
Amen.
And so we're gonna try to do, like it is, we're going to go to the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from us. And so this morning, I want you to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I'm going to read 12:1 for time's sake and just bring you this little thought, and we'll let you go. We'll meet back tonight. We are having choir practice this evening now, 5 o'clock for the whole choir. Everybody needs to be here. So you saw that in your bulletin. So this is our last one, so be sure and be here. Verse 1, 12:1. Remember now thy Creator, look at it, young people, in the days of thy youth. That's exactly opposite of the way people think. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. That verse says, you better remember God while you're young. You better remember God while you're young. I thank God this morning I got saved when I was 18. That's pretty late. I wish it had been a lot earlier. Might have saved myself a lot of heartache if I'd have got saved younger. People get saved very young, 5, 6, 7. You say, that's impossible. No, it's not. I know a lot of good Christians who got saved when they was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of age and lived right their whole life. My Aunt Bee got saved when she was 5 or 6 and lived right till she is 70. Never gotten into trouble, never sinned, never lived in sin, anything like that. 5 or 6 years of age. So the earlier you get saved, the better off you are. The earlier you get right with God, the more time you've got in the Lord and the more misery that you save yourself in this life and in the world to come. So this morning, I want to talk about some things young people should remember. Now listen, youth, while you're young, can be and should be one of the most exciting, thrilling, enjoyable times of your life. Growing up into the world, school, getting your driver's license, sports, college, getting married, buying a house, everything. All the things that come along with youth. And the Bible said you ought to enjoy it, but you better remember God, friend. You better remember God. If you don't, there'll be a sad day coming. Now, I will say about 3 or 4 things about it this morning. And the first thing is, you better remember how short your life is. All teenagers, any teenagers here this morning? Everybody under 21. If you're under 21, would you stand, please? Right now? If you're under 21, would you stand, please? Amen. Would you stand, please? All right. I want you to look at that. And that's not counting the 49 of them back yonder in the junior church. All these are under 21. Listen, I wouldn't trade places with y'all for every bit of money in Burke County. Listen, you're in a mess. Y'all are in a mess. You know your biggest problem? You don't even know it. That's your problem. You know, it's bad. Y'all stay up just a minute. It's bad to be in a mess, but when you're so dumb to not even know you're in one, you're in bad shape. And that's the problem with all you people standing right now. You're in a big mess and too dumb to know it. That's bad. That's really bad. You say, well, Brother Danny, you can't talk to teenagers. Listen, you know what I found out preaching? Teenagers don't mind how straight you tell them the truth. It's these old people that get mad about it. Ain't that right? They'll say, boy, I like to hear him preach. He tells it like it is. Now, I don't know how many of y'all they are this morning, but y'all are in trouble, and I sure wouldn't want to be you. You got a rough road ahead, but you can do it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. All right, you can be seated. Now, you know what you better remember? You better remember how short life is. I've told you over and over and over. Here's the way the clock moves when you're young. You know, when you're 12, and you're 13, you remember when you just turned 13? You said, man, I'm a teenager. Cool. I get to do anything I want to. I'm a teenager. 13. I remember when I was 13. And then when I turned 14, it didn't feel no different than 13. And I remember all I wanted, there was one thing I wanted to be when I was 14. Y'all know what it was? 16. And you know why you want to be 16? Get your driver's license. And brother, I'm telling you, when I was 14, it went, you've seen me do this before, there's about 50 here that need to see this. Watch. Here's your life. 13. 14. Ugh, school. Homework. You got bumps on your face. Snaggletooth. Braces. You're 6'4", 94. That means you're 6'4" and weigh 94 pounds. You look like a microphone stand right there. You boy have to tease the hair on their legs, get their socks to stand up. That little boy's so skinny, didn't have but one stripe on his pajamas. But anyway, you're 14. Then finally, he's like Mighty Mike, you have to run around in the chair and get wet. But you're 15. Oh, 15 took forever. You know what I did when I was 14, 15? I played basketball. And when I got shot in my hand, when that boy shot me right there in my hand, they told me, I went back to school, and I had my hand in a sling. There wasn't nothing they could do for it because it didn't break no bones. And that bullet went right through his eye, right there, my hand swelled up that big, and you talk about hurt. And I mean, there wasn't no oxycodones and oxycontins and Percocets that I knowed of. I don't know what they gave me, goody powder or something. But I'd sit up there in the hospital, old McDowell Hospital, like I bled to death. There's a big pile of blood around the floor there. And all I could think was, man, I can't play ball. Man, I can't play ball. And I thought, yes, I can too. I still got this one left. And so I went back to school and it was during ball. And the coach said, you ain't playing ball like it. He said, I'm not being responsible. I said, look, I'll be all right. And he said, all right, Danny, he said, I'm telling you, if you get out there and hurt that hand, you ain't blaming me. You're doing it on your own. I said, okay. So I went to ball practice and I have an arm in a sling like this. And I was playing this way and knock down, I'd do like that and shoot like that. And I remember I did that for a few weeks. And one day I was playing and I sort of forget, you know, you sort of forget. And a guy threw a pass and I reached up there to block that play. That ball hit that thing. I felt like I got shot again. That's how bad it hurt. But little by little by little by little, 15 went by. 15 went by. I thought, ever, ever, ever. On my 16th birthday, I laid out of school, made Mom take me to the DMV, and I said, I'm getting my license. I drove Daddy's car. I've been driving since I was 11, 10 or 11. Daddy let me drive up and down Hoppy Tom, and I could drive his old truck, had granny gear in there. Kids ought to be able to do that. Kids, ain't no way I'm going to let one of my kids get out there and drive just going to driver's ed. Well, they don't know how to drive, so I've been to driver's ed. I let Carrie drive halfway back from Florida one time. And I want to know how to drive before they get their license. Anyway, I got my license that day, and boy, things speeded up a little bit. I said, 16, yeah, I can drive. And I remember I come into school one day, and all these boys are standing out there in the school parking lot in front of our gym there at the school. And I come by, and this boy come and jumped up on my hood like that, and I slammed on the brakes, and he busted his knee in the headlight and cut a gash down in the tendon, messed his knee up awful. And boy, I got in trouble for that. Fool, jump on your car. I slammed on the brakes trying to just cut up with him. And I hurt him bad. Broke a headlight out of my daddy's car, and daddy got mad, and I got mad, everybody got mad, and we had a big time over that. But anyway, to make a long story short, it goes like this. 13. Whew, God, it's awful. 14. 15. 16. That's what. 17. Yep. That one be 18. Because you can do stuff. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Yeah, some of y'all don't even remember in your 30s. They're gone. Okay. You say, Lord, am I 40? Ain't that the truth, old people? Tell all these little retarded teenagers that it goes a whole lot quicker than what y'all think it does. You think, man, I'm only 17. I got all my life. You ain't got long. You about dead. That's right. Listen, man, it goes by quick. It goes by quick. It goes by, you're 21, then you want to get married, and you want to buy a house, and you want to have babies, and you want to do that. And then you think, you wake up one day, and here's a youngin' here, and one night, and you think, was I 30? Was I? I've had them ask me, how old am I, Brother Daddy? I said, you done lost track of time, man. It starts slipping away. You know what that Bible said? That Bible said your time is short. And you better remember how short your life is. That's what gripes me. And I ain't trying to be mean or ugly. It grips me. So many young people get jobs and miss. You ain't got time to miss church after church after church after church after church after church with sports and listen, brother. You better remember how short life is. Amen. You better remember it's short. You're gonna be dead before you know it. You're gonna be 44, you know it. Next thing you know, and I'm telling you, bang, 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 them years start going by. I remember when I was little, I thought Christmas never would get here. I'm telling you, it took forever to get. And now, when I got grown, and my kids got, Christmas comes 3 times a year. Until I turn around, it's Christmas. I mean, listen, you ain't got last year paid for. It's Christmas again. And it makes a difference when you're getting and when you're having to buy all that stuff. And brother, I'll tell you something. You better remember, you teenagers here this morning, don't you have this attitude. Don't you? Well, I'm going to be cool for a few years, man. Do what I want to. And I'm going to party and I'm going to live it up. When I'm old like you mom and dad and all you old people that are 30 and 34 and 36. And when I'm old like you, I'll go to church and do that. You better remember that your time is short. You better remember that right now. Tell you something else you better remember. You kids listen to me. Since we're getting ready to have youth rally this weekend, you better remember that the pleasures of sin are only for a season. You better remember that. You can go out and have the big time. You can live it up. You can go out and listen. There ain't nothing to stop you from partying this weekend. But I'll tell you what, you'll regret it one day, and there's a price to pay for living in sin. The old preacher said there's a high price for low living. They are. You can party. You can smoke up dope. You can take them pills, as we're going to be dealing with Friday night. You can live it up. You can shack up. You can do whatever. But there is a price to pay. The pleasures of sin are only for a season. You better be sure you understand that. You better realize that. The fads, the music, it's only for a season. We're going to talk about it Friday night. We're going to talk about how fast your life goes. I preach a message every now and then, and it talks to teenagers about, I call it the 10 Commandments for Teenagers. I'm not going to preach this message, but I'm going to name them off to you right quick. These are the 10 Commandments for Teenagers. If you can write fast, write them down. Number one, don't let your parents down. They brought you up. Don't let your parents down. They brought you up. That Bible said, honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the earth. You want to get killed at an early age? Disrespect your parents. Disrespect your parents. The Bible promises you a long, good, happy life if you'll honor your parents. Now, listen, a kid should never, you kids listen to me, a kid should never get in their mama's face or their daddy's face and back talk them or smart talk them or something like that. You say, well, they're this and well, that. Listen, you ain't perfect and they ain't perfect. And just because they're not perfect don't give you an excuse to disrespect your mom and dad. Jesus Christ was perfect and his parents wasn't. And he still honored them and obeyed them and he was in subjection to them. Ain't that right? The Lord done everything his mama told him and he knew her faults. He knew she wasn't perfect, but he obeyed her. And you little brats in here this morning have no excuse for disrespecting your parents. You say, well, my mama's this and my daddy's that and my daddy. That ain't no excuse. You're just doing that because you're full of the devil and don't want to live right and using that for an excuse. You don't have no excuse to disrespect your parents. My dad was an alcoholic. Turn me down a little bit, brother. My dad was an alcoholic. And he drunk for 15 years. And my daddy, and it liked to kill my mom. She's always afraid he'd drop a cigarette and burn the house down. And or something like that. And daddy was bad, but I never, even I wasn't even saved. I didn't say nothing bad about my daddy. I ain't crazy. He worked hard every day. He put food on our table. He put clothes on our... He's put that food in your belly. He may not be perfect, but he's your daddy. Say amen right there. Amen. Honor your father. You say, well, I hate my mom. You better watch that kind of attitude. I know they've made their mistakes, but you better watch that kind of attitude, big boy. You're fixing to get your back broke or something. God will look on you if you'll honor your father and your mother. Well, I ain't going to preach on them. I'm just going to name them to you. Number two, stop and think and you won't drink. Stop and think and you won't drink. Alcohol problem. I mentioned it Friday night, I'm sure. But listen, alcohol epidemic and it's killing America. 6 out of every 10 people that get killed on the highway would still be alive if it wasn't for alcohol. Don't give me this baloney about the drunk wine in the Bible. All this. The wine we got nowadays is like 50 times. You'd have to drink 5 gallons of that stuff they had in the Bible to even compare with what you drink now in a glass. There is no comparison. Stop and think. And you won't drink. The Bible says wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
Number three says be smart and obey. And this one. You'll give orders yourself someday. Be smart and obey. You'll give orders yourself someday.
Number four, show off driving is juvenile. Don't act your age. You got to realize that a car ain't a toy. You kids realize that? How many teenagers in here this morning have your driver's license? Raise your hand. You got your driver's license? Raise your hand. Your why insurance is so high for the rest of us. A car ain't nothing to play around with. It ain't. I'm telling you. You better respect that thing. You've heard me say it before. You can take an average size car, the size of a Honda Civic, a little car, the Honda Civic, and if you could run it through this building at 100 miles an hour, come right across here. When it comes across here, it weighs 27 pounds at 100 miles an hour. I can take my foot and kick it over when it's got 100 miles an hour. That's how. Have you ever been 100 miles? I ain't. Have you ever been real fast in a car? Y'all are awful. You're judging. Judge not. Have you ever been 100 miles an hour? It feels like you're just sort of like...
Skip. Man, so I'm going to do 100 mile motorcycle.
I ain't doing no 100 mile an hour no motorcycle. You crazy, buddy. I bet that thing don't weigh 16 ounces at 100 miles an hour. If you wreck going 100 miles an hour, there ain't nothing left of you but a greasy spot. And you know what a lot of teenagers don't understand? If you're going 30 and the fellow you run into is going 30, guess how fast you hit a brick wall? 60. You hit somebody head on, on Main Street and kill you just like that. Downtown. Number five, ditch dirty thoughts or they will ditch you. Amen? Listen, every criminal in jail this morning started, got where he got by started thinking the wrong thoughts. The Bible says, listen to me, teenagers. The Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Dr. Bob Jones used to say, behind every ruined life is a long process of wicked thinking. Behind every ruined life is a long process of wicked thinking. Every serial killer, every murderer, it started out just thinking about it. Thinking about it. Thinking about it. You say, well, it don't matter what I think. I just let my thoughts go. You better watch that. Whatever you think about long enough, you wind up doing. Number six, pick the right friends to be picked for a friend. In other words, whoever your friends are, that's how you're going to be. You hang around with a bunch of losers, you're going to be one. Number seven, choose a date fit for a mate. That means don't date nobody you wouldn't consider marrying. How dumb are you? I mean, a girl said one time, I said, are you going to marry him? Lord, no, preacher, I wouldn't marry him. I said, why are you dating him? Oh, he's just fun. Well, listen, Blondie, do you know why people get married? They fall in love. You know how they fall in love? Spending time together. Number eight, don't go steady until you're ready. Which means if you smart off to your mama and go in your room and slam the door and do like this, you ain't ready. Nine, love God, church, and your neighbor. 10, live carefully. The soul you save might be your own. You better remember God this morning. I'm going to stop right here in just a minute. I've heard so many people give excuses. And I want to say, as I've said many times before, and I want you kids to remember this as we go into this weekend. God won't stop you from sinning. He won't. You got a free will. But you won't stop God from judging your sin. I'll say that one more time and I'm through. God won't stop you from sinning. But you won't stop God from judging that sin. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed.